The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
I know out the gate you're going to want to talk about this, so let's get to it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sports,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about the World Series?
Yes.
I mean, that's been the biggest thing that's going on right now, right?
Yes.
I don't need to talk about it. But
I figured you needed to talk about it out the gate.
Okay. Why do I need to talk about it?
Atlanta Braves, Houston Astros, game 6 last night. Final out.
The 0-2. Left side, Swanson to first.
Atlanta Braves win. 7-0.
Yep. Oh, at 10:23 Central Time, Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021, the Atlanta Braves have officially overcome all obstacles that were put in front of them.
All obstacles.
And they are world champions, winning it in 6 and delivering Atlanta their second championship.
There it is, right there.
Oh, wow, a Cinderella story, really.
Cinderella story indeed. Yeah. And I knew that you would want to talk about that. Which, kind of cool, there was a Twitter account, Coach Trev, back in March 31st of this year, 3:01, sent a tweet that said, Atlanta Braves over the Houston Astros in 6, and he called it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he called it.
Holy cow.
Right?
He is our new prophet.
I know. Like, a little over 7 months later, boom.
Does he want to start predicting lottery numbers? Because I feel like I'd take his advice.
I feel like, yeah. So I knew you were itching to get to that story just because, you know.
Thank you.
You
for starting
and sports
off like
and
that.
All that fun stuff. So Atlanta Braves blank the Houston Astros 7-0 to win the World Series, the second World Series for the franchise there.
Oh, the villains went down, right? Are we all happy?
Yeah.
We're happy about that, right?
Yeah, the villains. Right. Houston Astros. Widely regarded as kind of,
bad guys.
Yeah, bad guys. But Atlanta, they're the good guys this time. Okay. This weekend is fall back, right? Like daylight savings time?
Is it? I've been trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think, and I heard someone say this, and I feel embarrassed that I am this old and I'm just now figured out, like, when daylight savings time occurs. But they were like, oh, it's the first Sunday of November. And
okay. Well, then that would be this weekend.
So, yes, exactly. So, daylight savings time.
I didn't know there was a rule either.
I know. I didn't either. And it's kind of like the first Saturday in May when people are like, when's Derby? And I'm like, you're stupid. I'm sure.
Of course we know that.
I know. But I feel like that was me with daylight savings time. It's like, when's daylight savings time? You're stupid. So, this weekend we fall back. You gain an hour, so that's good. All right, let's get to that feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K, what do you got?
We go to the UK for this one. Where lifeboat volunteers, which is kind of like their Coast Guard, rushed from their crew member's wedding to rescue 6 people.
Wow.
And it took them just 7 minutes to get there.
Wow.
So they were already in their gear. They were lined up, kind of like creating an arch down the aisle for the newlyweds. Ashley Whitcomb, who was a shore crew volunteer, and his wife, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
So moments later, all their pagers went off.
Oh.
And they had to race to rescue a group stranded on a small beach. And, the wedding photographer was like, they literally just got married. And we were outside, took a couple of pictures, and then they had to run. And it was kind of exciting. But, they said, it's not the first time that has happened.
Okay.
It's probably not going to be the last time.
Okay.
But they said, conditions were challenging for the rescue, but they did manage to get all 3 adults and 3 kids who got stranded on a paddle boarding trip. And they were just about 7 minutes away. Nobody was injured. And they kind of did a drive-by again of the little wedding reception. But
nice.
There you go.
All right.
So go see their mate, get married, and then go rescue some people. That's feel good.
Yeah, it is. All right, feel good.
I'm tweeting it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Do it every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Ed Sheeran, 99.7, DJX says Elton John calls him every single day. And I'm like, I don't even talk to my mom every single day. How annoying would that be?
Well, that's pretty impressive. And it's sweet if someone cares enough about you to call every single morning. But it started back in March when Ed's, you know, friend, mentor passed away.
Right.
And so Elton called to check on him, and he wasn't doing well at the moment. And so Elton decided to keep calling every day and check on him. It's sweet.
Yeah, I mean, he says sometimes they don't talk a whole lot.
Or, yeah, sometimes it's like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
He's just checking in.
Yeah, just a quick check. Yes, that is sweet. I do think, though, when someone does that, are you obligated to answer the phone every single time?
Well, you don't answer the phone. So I feel like if someone was doing that for you, they could just leave you a little voice message. You'd never answer. Well, you'd answer maybe 25% of the time.
I mean, I think that's probably fair. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it'd be fine. I think it'd be fine for you.
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, Ed Sheeran, going to be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this Saturday, 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, I don't know how ketchup could be offensive, but Adrian is here to prove us all wrong.
Okay, I'm ready to get offended right along with him.
Okay. Setting the bar, these are examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting offended by ketchup bottle, then you're doing okay.
Okay, we're offended by a ketchup bottle?
That's what I said, Kelly.
Is it what's on the bottle that's so offensive?
To Australia we go, where Adrian was unhappy with the label at a Pizza Hut of the tomato ketchup that was on his table.
Uh-huh.
The label read, shake, squeeze, and squirt.
Oh, well, just in case you were unaware of how to operate the ketchup bottle, they're telling you. It's really nice of them, honestly. That's why they tell you on the Pop-Tarts box to remove the pastry from the pouch before you toast it. It's just nice. It's just safe to have directions on how to use the product.
So you might be thinking to yourself, how is this offensive? Well, Adrian says, it put me off using the word squeeze. It literally sounds like an app for swingers.
Oh, wow.
So
squeezing is now for swingers?
He said he is going to need his $48 back for the pizza, drinks, and chips he bought there, claiming the sight of the ketchup sauce bottle turned his stomach.
Oh, my. Yeah. That's a violent reaction.
Now, if you're Pizza Hut, do you take something like this and run with it and say, hey, sorry, or do you just ignore it?
Well, I think maybe we apologize to him. I don't think that we changed the labels. That sounds like it could be a pricey move.
Pizza Hut spokesperson responded, saying, I can only apologize if you were caused any offense or upset on your recent visit to our hut. Please know it is not our intention to make any of our guests feel uncomfortable.
That's a really good response, I think.
Well,
that sums it up. I don't think Adrian's going to be back.
And no, Adrian is wasn't even satisfied with that response. So
oh no, which is why we're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. So
way over here
again, it's a ketchup bottle.
Yeah, squeeze is on his list of words he hates.
Obviously, yes, shake, squeeze, and squirt probably three trigger words for him.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
as
at the top.
You know, moist and panties are for you.
Oh God. Yeah. I don't like any of the ones.
I mean,
yeah,
if a ketchup bottle had, you know, shake moist panties, it could be cause for Kelly to walk up to the manager and say,
right.
I need this to be in a sleeve.
I might be starring it in this story.
But really, when you think about it, that is valid because you need to shake that ketchup bottle. Otherwise,
yeah,
you get the juice, just the juice and not the ketchup.
You got to mix it up again.
Right.
Yeah.
So shake, squeeze, and squirt. That is literally step one, step two, step three.
Yeah, so you squeeze it, and then it does literally squirt out. That's what happens. I mean, they're explaining the process on the bottle. But, yeah, Adrian is triggered.
He was triggered. So, again.
Well, tell him not to get Pop-Tarts. He's probably going to be triggered by that, too.
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting offended by a ketchup bottle that says shake, squeeze, squirt, you're doing okay.
Oh, we're going to have to do a wellness check on him. Yeah. I just really feel like that he's going to be triggered by a lot of things in life.
I bet he will.
It break my heart.
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I want to throw the text line out real quick. 502-571-9970. If you text us the word tattoo, T-A-T-T-O-O, you can kind of follow along in this story. And before I get into it, do you have a tattoo that maybe you have to explain to everybody?
Like, I don't have any ink at all. I know you don't either.
Yeah, I know. And I was going to, back when I played football in college, get a tattoo because our team may have stunk, but we did win the league in tattoos because everybody had a tattoo that I played for on the team. And it was a lot of peer pressure to be like, all right, well, maybe I should get a tattoo. And I'm glad.
What were you considering? What was the design?
Well, I'm glad I didn't get like the barbed wire around my bicep.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so Nick Lachey.
I know. And that would have been something that would have been on my body then for the rest of my life. And now that I'm way beyond my football playing years, would have been very embarrassing. But anyway.
Oh, but then you would have been rocking that tank top on Amazon. It's my new favorite. I flexed and the sleeves fell off. That would have been amazing.
So this lady got a picture of her tattoo, threw it up on Reddit, and wanted to get an honest opinion because she had a tattoo that people seemed to not get, you know? And
yeah, she worked at a bar, and a lot of people were pointing it out that they thought it looked like something else. Even her boyfriend said, yeah, no, that doesn't look like a dog.
So yeah, she got a tattoo of a dog, and the dog, it's like looking away. So you're kind of seeing the dog sit and stare.
You're seeing it from the back.
Yeah, off into the distance. However, everybody seems to think it looks like a wiener.
Uh-huh. Like, I immediately saw the dog. Like, I thought, that's a dog. That's really cute. It's really sweet. But I think it's simplistic in nature, so it makes it look like something. Like, when I heard that people thought it looked like that, then I could see it maybe a little.
Yeah, like kind of the head of the dog and snout and ears kind of look like the tip.
Well, if you ignore that part, that's the part that still makes it look like a dog for me. I think if you ignore that part, it's really towards the bottom of the dog is kind of really what it makes it look like. It doesn't really look like fur.
Well, the body of the dog, yes, definitely. And then the line down the back of the dog kind of looks like,
I know,
And then, anatomy. You know, the haunches of the dog sitting makes it look like the berries. So,
okay. So the internet was divided. Like, you know, there are a lot of people who are just like, that's a dog. Get your mind out of the gutter. Others are just like, yeah, no, that looks like, rocket ship.
So I look at it and I think, you know what, I think that's probably a dog. And I know.
You think it's probably a dog?
Well, I know it's a dog. And
what was your first thought as you saw it? Like, immediately.
I saw the dog and then I had to see it as a wiener.
Okay, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I saw it first as a dog, and then once I read the controversy, I was like, well, all right, kind of.
I just wanted to hear you say the sentence, then I saw the wiener.
No, I don't know. I'm not saying that.
I was waiting
for that. You're going to keep it, and you're going to keep running it. Oh, you're going to bring it out and like use it against me?
Sentence to come out of your mouth.
No, not saying
it. And it never did.
No.
So, anyways, tattoo, T-A-T-T-O-O, if you want to text it to us at 502-571-9970. We'll send you the photo in question on Reddit. And
she's getting it changed. Like, because of the controversy, she's like, fine, I'm going to get it tweaked so there's no mistaking. It's my dog.
But, you know, it's one of those things that you're like, I that would stink, especially if it's in memoriam of a great dog that you had and you're having to explain it. No, it's not a penis. It's fluffy.
Okay.
You know?
It's not a sentence I think she ever thought she'd have.
99.7 DJX. We were just talking about tattoos that you got to explain and, you know, that aren't automatically known as to what they are, thanks to this woman who posted her tattoo on Reddit that is of a dog, clearly, but a lot of people thought it was something else, a wiener. And Roxanne texts in and says, it's kind of like the rose that I have tattooed on my back. It's similar to a lady's hoo-ha. that would be unfortunate. It's like, no, it's a rose.
Oh, no.
It's a rose.
Oh, wow. Oh, should we add more detail to that one? Oh, I'm, oh.
Oh, no.
I kind of need a picture now.
Yeah, the same number you texted to get the picture of the tattoo. You can text us a picture of your tattoo, Roxanne, for research purposes only, of course.
You know, maybe we should be like tattoo consultants. Like, hey, if you have a questionable tattoo, send it to us. We'll let you know what we think.
Mariah Carey can't do it again, can she? She can't make another, like, timeless Christmas classic, can she? It's not possible.
I don't think so. It's going to be hard to top. I mean, her iconic hit that we listen to every single year.
So she jumped on social media. Obviously, this is now Mariah Carey season.
Sure.
And she jumped on social media.
Not just about the baby Jesus. It's no, about Mariah Carey,
it's
too.
It's Mariah Carey season. Okay. She's got a new single that she released with Khalid and Kirk Franklin, and it's called Fall in Love at Christmas.
Banger. It's a banger. Like, it's certified sugary goodness banger.
Yeah, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Obviously, that is a timeless classic. That will go down in history as probably the most played Christmas song of all time.
This is more of like One Sweet Day kind of era.
Yeah.
It's a slow vibe. It's a slow jam. Do we need slow jams at Christmas time? Not sure.
Well,
I mean, if you ask my husband, he trims the Christmas tree listening to Adele.
Yeah.
All, you know, pretty much slow songs.
Yeah, I guess. So,
Maybe this might be right up his alley.
So Mariah is trying to replicate the success with another one.
Mariah, ride the wave. Continue riding the wave.
Oh,
we're still on it.
She's doing it. I was going to say, she's continuing riding the wave. That is
all
for
right.
sure. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know, we skip down the aisle of missed connections on the internet. We look for the most random and strange. When we come across them, we bring them to life. Because, you know, you never know when love could pop up, right?
Absolutely. You're shooting a little love dart out there, and we're going to help you hit the bullseye.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this is a man for woman, 19. I was nervous to say hi, but I did it. It was wonderful.
Oh, great. Well, this is starting off promising.
This is a change to what we're used to, quite honestly.
Uh-huh.
Starts. I was heading over to Bath & Body Works when I walked by your kiosk. Mm-hmm. You were the brown-haired beauty selling bedazzled phone cases.
Oh, those are cute, aren't they?
Normally, I'd be nervous to approach a woman like you. But I had just purchased an Affliction t-shirt, and the salesperson said it would raise my confidence level by about 15%.
15? That's enough. Let's do it. I got swag.
So I sauntered up and smiled. But before I could even say hi, you began complaining about your job.
Uh-oh.
You said that the phone case kiosk was a huge downgrade from the Crocs kiosk you worked at last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Crocs probably were a little bit busier.
Well, they practically sell themselves, Kelly.
So comfortable.
Just as we were starting to vibe, a mall security guard rudely interrupted us and asked if we saw two chubby kids walk by with a stolen tiki head bubble machine.
What? Okay. Wow. Yeah. That, I didn't see that coming.
You shrugged and said you didn't know and pointed toward the food court. He scootered off on his security Segway while we made fun of adults who ride on motorized carts.
Legit, I'm kind of jealous of that, though. I kind of want one of those to get around on.
Eventually, you told me your break was coming up and agreed to meet me at Annie Ann's Pretzels.
Oh, wow, those are delicious. That's a great meeting spot. Good idea.
But you never showed.
Oh, tragic.
I even went back to your kiosk. And there was a sign that said, probably gone for a long time. So I guess you couldn't wait around. If you see this, I'll be waiting by Auntie Ann's pretzels every Tuesday at noon until I see you again.
Oh, wow. A standing appointment. Wow. Will she ever show up? Methinks no, according to the sign she left. Because I think we know why she left the sign.
This is so dang tragic.
All right. Is tragic.
This is Craigslist Missed Connections.
We got a woman looking for a man. I saw you crying outside the Circle K.
Oh, no.
Another tragic, maybe, love story born out of tragedy.
Yeah.
I walked into the Circle K the other day to get a Four Loko and some beef churros.
Beef churros. That's interesting.
All right. On the way back to my car, I saw you sitting on the sidewalk with your head in your hands.
Oh, no.
I asked if you were okay. You whimpered, no.
Oh, no.
I asked if you needed gas money or maybe a microwave burrito. I
mean, those usually fix everything.
They do. You blubbered, no. Eventually, you told me what your deal was.
What?
You were visibly upset because the movie The Conjuring 3 that you got at the Red Box had a scratch on it, and you never got to see the ending.
No! No! That is truly tragic.
That is the worst, is it not? Oh, I consoled you with a gentle hug. We talked about it for a few minutes.
No.
Then, to my surprise, your sadness turned to rage.
Oh.
As I told you how the movie ended.
Oh!
Oopsies.
Dang.
My bad. Sorry. Spoiler alert. I just saw it a few weeks ago. You stormed off. I felt terrible.
Wow, what are the odds?
I know, right? But I believe things happen for a reason, and some higher power did not want you to see the end of that movie.
That is true.
So for that, you are welcome. If you see this, please respond. I still have your wallet, as I accidentally took it while we were hugging.
Whoops. What's this that fell into my hand? Oh, no.
I accidentally raised that out of your pocket while we were hugging. On accident.
I accidentally robbed you. You actually didn't have any money in your wallet, so I would kindly like to give it back to you.
And you were kind of hot and cute and maybe a little whiny.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see where this goes.
Sure.
I have hope.
Well, you know, if you think you've found the cell phone case kiosk girl and she disappears on you and you want to get back in touch with her, or maybe the guy who just needs to see the end of Conjuring 3.
Well, listen, she's got his wallet.
He's
she
got
knows
his wallet.
Where he lives,
yeah.
Probably.
Well,
so she could probably just deliver it
and
get her second chance.
This is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I think one of the things that you like about the show is that we don't shy away from, you know, controversial or volatile subjects just because it's easy, you know? We dive in. We get our hands dirty sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And so when I saw this map of the United States and the most popular cereal by state, I just knew it was going to cause a lot of agitation amongst those, especially when I say Kentucky. I don't even know what the hell you're thinking.
Wow. I mean, that's a bold statement.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say Team Kentucky.
And for once, I'm all about Indiana and what they're doing. So
really?
Yep. There's a list of the most popular cereals in each state. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch was number one in 13 states, Indiana included. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, kind of a sneaky banger cereal. Not one that you'd think, oh, you know what? That's my go-to. But that's one that if you have, you're never going to want another cereal.
Okay. Really?
Fruit Loops, second most popular.
Wow, that is really shocking. See, I'm a fan of anything chocolate. I have always thrown my support, my weight behind chocolate.
See, chocolate for cereal, I think, is trash. And no offense to anybody, Kelly, who likes chocolate for breakfast. But I think if you're going towards the chocolate cereals, that's just a fake chocolate flavor. It's not the real thing. And it's not valid.
Valid? Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, them is fighting words. Chocolate for, especially chocolate cereal, leaves chocolate milk.
So
that's a gift at the end of the bowl of cereal. How can you not acknowledge that?
So with that being said, Kentucky's favorite cereal is Cookie Crisp.
Yes! Give them the anthem! They're getting it right, finally! Cookie Crisp is getting its due! It's time! It's time to cookie crisp. They're little chocolate chip cookies, perfect for dunking into milk, and then it turns chocolatey at the end, and it's a gift! How do you not understand the magic of that?
Okay.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I agree. I agree, Team Kentucky.
I will say, though, that there are some of these Midwestern, like, middle-of-the-country flyover states that I just don't get. Like, Wyoming? Frosted mini wheats?
Oh, for the health. Because, listen, there is something magical also about when you pop one of those in your mouth, right? And then you get the frost side down on your tongue. That's the key. You got to do that every single time. Otherwise, get out of here with that.
Am I missing something, Missouri? Raisin bran?
You know what? Also, the raisins can be a sweet little surprise.
Are you trying to
go for the health?
Are you trying to defend all of these cereals?
Well, I'm just saying they're not bad cereals. They're not the top of my list, like Cookie Crisp and the rest of Kentucky. But I'm just saying, you know, I have appreciated several bowls of Raisin Bran in my life.
Okay.
I have. Used to eat it.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number one, and obviously... for a reason. It's a fantastic cereal. But then
Cookie Crisp reigns supreme in Kentucky because we know that chocolate chip cookies for breakfast is like a miracle put on planet Earth in a box.
I'm not sure what West Virginia is saying with Wheaties. Like, I'll eat Wheaties if that's the only box of cereal left. Like,
I've never had Wheaties.
That's going to be the last box of cereal I even gravitate towards.
I'm going to need Frosted Flakes over Wheaties.
Yeah, Bridget texts in and says Cookie Crisp is too hard, Kelly.
And it is not. It like instantly gets soggy. That's the key. That's the trick with Cookie Crisp, because you got to put it in there and then kind of immediately start eating because they get soggy real fast. So you do have
to make sure
you time it out right, so you fully like you want them a little crisp, but you know how cookies get when you dunk them in the milk.
Now I'm gonna say
like delicious
Fruit Loops with it being the second most popular cereal by state. Fruit Loops, that's another cereal that is way too hard right out of the box. That'll tear up the inside of your mouth. You almost have to let it marinate in its own milk for at least a good 30 seconds to a minute before you
well,
even
but not
dive
too
in.
Long though, because again, those get soggy pretty quickly too.
Yeah. Anyways,
and then there's nothing worse than soggy cereal.
Riley says, hey, are we just gonna sleep on Honey Nut Cheerios now?
Ooh.
You know, I will say, in a quick glance of the map, not one state has Honey Nut Cheerios. Oh, no. I take that back. Vermont.
Oh, wow. Aaron is also on Team Honey Nut Cheerios. So, you know, I think Riley and Aaron need to get together, have some breakfast together, because they share the same, you know, taste. Yeah.
So I've tweeted this out at Ben and Kelly Show, but I will say, just in glancing at our text line, most of the people who are commenting are saying that you are legit off your rocker. And
now listen, one person said that. Ricky said that.
There are several. So
not several.
And Ribless Chrissy rolling in, Cookie Crisp is trash. See, look, I mean,
not trash.
Just because Kelly, how can you, as a lover of Arbor Mist, defend any sort of food product?
Listen, why do you have to always circle back to that?
Why are you always
throwing that in my face?
We need to set the bar for where Kelly is rating her foods.
I feel as though my opinions are valid. There are people on Team Kelly that love Arbor Mist, that love whatchamacallit candy bars, and they love Cookie Crisp with cereal. And Hot Fudge Sundae Pop-Tarts. They're on my team. They're out there.
Jeez. Yeah, and they're all 4 years old. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly Go. Now, Kelly, you, like, how would you describe your willingness to try something new when it comes to your look?
When it comes to my look?
Mm-hmm.
I have been rocking the same, basically the same hairstyle for how many years have I been on this show? Like 22 years. I don't change the hairstyle much. I've tweaked the color over the years. I kind of, you know,
you'll the vary length, the length
may
a little
vary
bit.
A little bit, yes.
But only like
it's
a couple
a little
inches.
On the longer side. It's been shorter, mm-hmm. yes, but it's never been, I don't do extreme changes with my look. I don't. I'm a creature of habit.
So when I decided to shave my beard into a mustache,
yeah,
that was
shocking.
Quite a departure from what I was comfortable with, from what I had known. I uh-huh. had a mustache for the better part of 15 years.
But it was connected.
But it was connected, it was connected to connected. Either a goatee or a beard. So
right. And I mean, there's a reason why you hid your face for like an entire day from me to spring it on me. I mean, it was a huge change. I'm still not used to it, I'll be honest.
Yeah. So I got caught doing something in the bathroom.
When you say you're going to have to fill in the blanks quickly, sir, because people just hear that and they make assumptions.
I got caught by my wife doing something in the bathroom.
Oh, wow. Listen, you still need to fill in the blanks because I still have automatic ideas about what that is.
And
automatic.
I was caught shaving around my mustache.
Oh, as in like you're committing to this look. And is she questioning the commitment to that look?
So the understanding was when I discussed it with my wife before I made this huge change in my look.
Uh-huh.
Was doing it for Halloween, going as Ted Lasso, going to go all in.
She nailed it.
She appreciated the commitment. She was like, you know what? Go for it. I was like, great. And then I was like, I will start growing it back November 1st.
Mm-hmm. And then you were shaving.
But
and
then
that seems to go against your original statement to her.
That's right. And so she was like, how long are we going to do this?
Uh-huh.
And I was uh-huh. like,
I've asked you that same question. How
listen,
long are we committing to this?
And listen, my answer before was like, YOLO.
YOLO? That's your answer?
But then when I was confronted by my wife with the same question,
yeah,
I was like, well, this is the last time I'll shave my face. So I think from this time on, this is as clean shaven as you're going to see my chin for a while.
So wait, you're not going to just shave the mustache and just start all over with a blank canvas? You're going to let the beard catch up to the mustache? Is that what we're doing?
I'm going to give my face a little bit of momentum before I bust the mustache completely down.
Okay.
All right. But,
okay.
But, you know, I was thinking about this, and like, I know there are people listening who have made drastic changes to their look, whether it's a haircut, whether it's a hair color, whether uh-huh. it's shaving facial hair like I did. And it takes a long time for people to like come around to the new you.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
and
we're all going to get on board with Mustache Ben. Not sure. Ted Lasso Ben is the look that we are going to keep around.
Right? I will say that I have been getting a lot of support from my own close circle of friends that are like, yeah. Man, stay strong, buddy.
Stay strong.
The
really?
stash is looking
want
good.
You to
stay
rock
strong.
The Ted Lasso look.
Again, I think they're wanting to live vicariously through me and through the awkwardness that it is now going to.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let me toss the phone number out real quick before we get into this. 502-571-9970. Maybe you've had an experience with it or just want to weigh in, help our listener out who has an issue that really she admits she can't take to her husband or she doesn't want to take to her husband because of how awkward it is.
Yeah, so that's why you come to the Ben and Kelly combo. We're going to help you out.
Yeah, she writes, I'm a happily married woman. I've known my husband's best friend since childhood. We're all really close. He practically lives with us. He's always over. Last week, I had a very vivid romantic dream about him.
Oh, boy.
This has never happened before, and I woke up very disoriented and uncomfortable. Not only was I sleeping next to my husband, but historically, I've never been attracted to his best friend. Full transparency, he started this workout program and he's dropped some weight and put on some muscle and he looks good. I mean, he looks really good.
Uh-oh.
But he's like my brother.
Yeah.
So now this whole dream thing has gotten me all flustered and I was awkward in front of him this past weekend. And it's kind of shaken me to my core. Does this mean I'm now attracted to my husband's best friend? Why do I feel like I'm cheating on both of them?
Oh, wow.
Normally, I'd talk this through with my husband, but I don't want to make him uncomfortable or to make him second guess us or me. And do you think this means anything? Help.
Wow. Yeah, no, I understand why she is not going to him. And maybe even going to any girlfriends might make her feel awkward. Laura said, this means you love your husband. You legit feel bad and you're worried about having attraction to someone else. It just so happens to be his best friend. It was just a dream. Don't overthink it. With that being said, make sure you're also honest with yourself if there have ever been any underlying feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are just kind of saying, you know, it's just a dream. Don't freak out.
General's in and says, hey, don't worry. It could be worse. I dreamt one time that I got in trouble for not wearing shoes at work and showed up in socks and got in trouble, started crying to my manager who was in her 60s, who I ended up sleeping with. And when I told my husband what I'd done, she then slept with my husband so it would be even. I couldn't even look at her for a year.
That was a dream, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was just,
it got a little too real.
None of that happened, right? None of it.
So if you've got any advice or anything you want to pass on to our listener, that's what group therapy is all about, all right? 502-571. Group therapy, she wants to know, she's happily married. She had a very vivid, vivid, naughty dream about her husband's best friend. And now she's all awkward and she's like, I feel like I'm cheating on both my husband and with him. And I talk about this with my husband, but I don't want to make him feel uncomfortable or make him second guess me or us.
Yeah, she's just thinking, like, does this subconsciously tell me that I've got, like, underlying feelings or something? She's always looked at this guy as, like, her brother. Now, a lot of people on Facebook are...
I'm telling you, I love the freak flags that are flying.
I know, it's so great.
Love it.
So Brianne said, I had a dream the Chucky doll came alive and tried to kill me and my family once. Never happened, though. Thank God. But on a real note, dreams are dreams.
Yeah.
My husband had dreams about strippers once. I only know because he talks in his sleep. He didn't get his coffee and breakfast made for him that day, but it was just a dream. Don't sweat it much and let it go.
I will say that I have woken up and my wife has been mad at me because of a dream that she had where, you know, I was either cheating or, you know, something. I was not being faithful or not doing something good. And she's woken up and had like a bit of a, okay.
Yeah, she's mad at you. And you're like, what? It was a dream. I didn't do it.
I know. It's going to take a minute for me to just let this wear off because it was really fresh and vivid. Rhiannon rolls in and says, I had a dream about being sexual with inanimate objects. Just walking around, making out with mailboxes and wine glasses. She's like, if you're attracted to your husband's best friend, so what? You're human.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Susie says, I think you were just subconsciously noticing him bettering his physique. Try to shake it off. Forget it. Harry said, if dreams really meant anything, I'd be rich living in the Bahamas. I'm not, though. So I would just leave it at that. Just a dream.
Bev is all like, I once dreamed my husband took another woman and her kids to this fancy restaurant we could never afford. Oh. I was mad at him forever. LOL. 25 years later, we've still never eaten there.
Oh, wow.
And then she says, when I mention it, he's like, oh, yeah, I took that other woman there, didn't I? And then he laughs.
Yeah. This is fun. Yeah. I love people sharing all of their weird dreams. Like, this is like kind of a whole little sub-conversation by itself. I love it.
Yeah, so I think everybody is at least, should give you comfort in knowing that, look, a dream's a dream. Doesn't mean you actually did it. Yes, there could be some crazy psychology at play where you can look deep into it and say, well, maybe you are this, that, and the other. But here's the thing. It's like, it's just a dream. You could even bring it up in a joking way to both of them.
Do we do that, though?
And
I
then,
feel like that could make people awkward.
You bring it up in a joking way to both, and then you give a little wink.
I don't think that's what we do. I don't think that's what we do. We just chalk it up as a dream. We move on. It's fine. And I don't think we talk.
Saying do that because then we need an update.
No,
follow,
sir.
All right?
Do not listen to Ben's advice.
No, listen to me right now. And the words that are coming out of my mouth. No. And I think the best way to approach this is to just be upfront and go right directly to your husband and to his best friend and just say, you would not believe the dream I had last night or last week.
Do not believe anybody with a mustache like that. Like, that's not what we do.
And then say it. Get their reaction and then wink and walk away.
No. That's not what we do. Everybody's like posting GIFs for let it go. Let it go.
All right,
just let it go.
Seriously. Seriously, do that and then keep us updated. All right.
Seriously, let it go. It's a
dream. This would be so cool. So, you know how, a lot of people talk about like the billionaires in the world and they're like, man, if the billionaires just put like a dollar towards this or this or this or whatever, it'd solve world hunger or it'd solve, so many different issues that we have.
So, I know, and they talk like the billionaires never give away any money. Like they are very philanthropic people.
Yeah, for sure. And so last week, during the, there was this director of the UN World Food Program who said that, $6 billion donation from billionaires around the world, such as, billionaires like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos could help 42 million people who he said were going to die if we don't reach them. And so Elon Musk was like, tell you what, you show me exactly how this money's going to be spent. The specific programs, the specific amounts, and how much will actually solve the hunger crisis that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And if the World Food Program can do this, show the math, then I will fund it. And it's like,
I think that's great.
Wow. Like, I know.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, there's so many, charities that say that they're going to do this, but it's like, show us how this money will be used. Like, what are you going to do and how is that going to affect, yes, I think that's awesome.
I know. Yeah. So I hope they can. And, they show and they're like, okay, this $6 billion will be broken down this way. X number of dollars will go here. X number of dollars will go here.
And this is what it'll do once it goes there.
Exactly. And this, as a result, will help solve this, this hunger crisis. So,
and that's great because it's a huge problem that they're trying to solve. So, yeah, if it takes like big dollars, you got to show like the logistics of that. Like, make sure that that money does go to fix what it says it's going to fix.
Now, you're like going, man, well, what's that going to do to Elon Musk?
Oh, he'll be fine.
So he'd have to sell maybe some of his Tesla stock.
Okay.
But other than that, you're right, Kelly. He'd be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. if maybe Bezos can like put the pause button on building rockets and stuff, then maybe we can, redirect our attention and focus a little bit and help out.
But good for Elon,
absolutely.
That's the first time. I guess that's the first time I've heard of a billionaire saying, sure, I'll answer that call if you this, and this.
Right.
I'm sure it's happened before, but this is, I guess, the most recent. So anyways, I think that would be cool if that actually happens, but we'll keep you posted. I think, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I never really actually looked it up. So I'm still in the same spot I am. But I think we fall back this weekend. Thank you.
Daylight savings time. Does it start or end?
No.
It ends, right?
No, I think it ends. I think it starts, doesn't it?
No, it ends. Sunday, November 7th, starts Sunday, March 14th. That's when it happened this year.
Wait, I thought you'd be saving daylight if it falls back and you get more daylight. Wouldn't that be saving it?
No. According to the internet, no, it ends.
Okay, so daylight savings ends. We fall back on Saturday night, so you can stay.
You spring forward to get more sunlight.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I trust the internet. All right. So there you go. Feel good. Let's get to that. All right. We do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
Saw this story, thought it was great. Dads on Duty might become a nationwide movement now after this group started in Shreveport, Louisiana. is a group of about 40 dads that started supervising in this high school after 23 students were arrested for fighting over a three-day period. So since the dads have showed up on camera, the fighting has stopped.
We decided the best people who can take care of our kids are who? Are us.
So Michael Lafitte started Dads on Duty.
We're out doing what we do for our babies.
A group of about 40 Southwood dads who now hang out at the school in shifts.
Let's go.
Today, any negative energy that enters the building has to run a gauntlet of good parenting.
What's going on, buddy?
You moving fast. I like that horse.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that great?
That is.
Such a great idea. And since they've shown up, like, you know, the fighting stopped. And since CBS ran the story, it's become the most shared CBS piece on Facebook this year. 50 million social media views.
Dang.
A lot of celebrities noticed it. Will Smith posted the video on his Instagram, said this is fantastic. The dads say that they have the momentum to take the movement nationally. School districts are reaching out all over the country, asking kind of how to start one up in their district.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
That is cool.
Yeah, so you can see the story. It's up on our website, WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX, sneaky banger alert. The Weeknd and Post Malone are up to something, thanks to a Instagram post from Post Malone of a 7-second audio clip.
I got one coming over your heart right now. You're staying in my legacy.
That's all.
Oh, I'm
get.
Ready. I'm ready for it. That sounds exactly up my alley. Like, I'm ready for it. It's kind of sound alike. Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't really have much in the way of information. And I think that's the way Post intends it. But we'll tell you more when we find out. All right. 99.7 DJX. Yeah. All right. So setting the bar story. Kelly, what would a setting the bar story be to someone who's never heard one?
Well, we say setting the bar because it's like a little hurdle that we set it so low to the ground. We're pretty confident you can jump over it, metaphorically speaking.
Sure.
And have a great day.
If you can manage to make it through the day without escaping authorities hours after you've been captured, you're doing okay.
Okay. All right. So we got caught and we got away?
Yep. So this is out of North Carolina, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're looking for Todd.
Todd is on the run.
Todd got captured by authorities.
All right. So what did Todd do to get captured in the first place?
Well, all Todd did was just escape in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
So Todd got captured, and I guess you could say recaptured, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, even the authorities said, you know, we got him cornered. And then one guy watched a video on YouTube on how to actually close in and grab him.
Like, okay, we had to watch a video on YouTube to figure it out?
We did.
Does Todd have a unique quality that maybe we need special information from YouTube?
Yeah, Todd's a llama.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Here's the authorities talking about this.
So they captured him and loaded him onto a trailer, took him away. But guess what? He's on the loose again.
No, not again. Damn it, Todd.
It was taken to Red Dog Farm where it was going to remain for the stray hold for the owners to come. I was actually told that he escaped from there as well.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's on the loose again in Stokesdale.
So
Todd is a crafty llama. He really is. He's all like the Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible kind of. He's like the Ethan Hunt of llamas, isn't he?
Yeah. So if you, I mean, I guess maybe this is a, hey, if you happen to be in the North Carolina area and you see Todd running around, you may want to give the authorities a call because they're looking for him.
He might be somewhere near Stokesdale, is what they say. So if, you need, yeah. If you're near Stokesdale, be on the lookout for Todd the Llama, so, who's living his best life, just roaming free. He's writing his own ticket right now.
So he's on the loose again in Stokesdale.
He's on the loose again in Stokesdale.
You know what? I'm rooting for him. I don't want him to get captured again. I want Todd to go like live his best llama life somewhere, find a Mrs. Todd, and they have like little Mr. Todd babies, and I think this is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Todd is like writing his own story right now, and I dig that about him. We need to have like one of those Homeward Bound movies starring Todd the Llama.
This that police officer who was talking reminds me of this lady from North Carolina, too.
A weekend wave of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups. And
we're going to look for Todd.
Eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Yeah. So, anyways, setting the bar. If you can manage.
Which that, by the way, that's showing up as audio on TikTok that you can, like, make videos to. It's kind of amazing.
Oh, the fat and sassy?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. So, yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without escaping authorities, Todd, hours after you've been captured, Todd, and you're doing okay.
No, but you know what? I want Todd to keep running. Keep running, Todd.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. By the way, if you want your rent paid for or mortgage paid for in 2022, you can sign up. Giving that away, home for the holiday, WDJX.com, click win. Not too shabby.
How fun is that?
I know.
That's
nice.
That's
pretty cool, right? So yeah, get into win there at WDJX.com. You got to listen back to the podcast on our group therapy because not sure we necessarily steered her in the right direction. And when
I did. You did not, sir. You were trying to throw out some really bad advice, just going for the salaciousness. You were trying to, you know, make some more drama so that she could call back and we can get another segment. It was bad advice, though.
I was going to clarify that your advice was different than mine.
It was better. It was better. It was better because everybody else was saying, listen, it's just a dream. Don't worry about it. You're all like, yeah, tell your husband that you had a dream about making out with his best friend. Yeah, it's be funny. And then wink and then walk away. What?
Still, the best is you got to dive in on some of the comments on the Facebook thread at Ben and Kelly Show because some of your wildest dreams are being just put out there, which I'm all for.
Oh, it's so entertaining that people decide to share. Say, guess what? I had a weird dream too, and here's what it is. And it was amazing.
I know. To the point where we've gotten comments that were like, I wasn't ready to read that. I love it. So anyways, yeah, you can catch up on what you missed. Podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. That's it for us, I think. Anything for you?
No.
Okay. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.